to this. My husband died 10 years ago. There was sadness and also relief that his journey was over, and sadness and relief for myself. A statistician, he is still with me. As I take a lot of meds, I can quote unquote hear him say, "Don't change this," or "meds at this, you know, don't take meds at the same time. The results will confound you." And that's, I'm having trouble reading there. Is this clinging or not? He lives in my heart. What do you do with memories and teachings yourself? You listen to them. Somebody's, okay, it's your husband. 10 years on a certain level, 10 years is a long time in some areas, in some ways of feeling. 10 years is, it's no time at all. For there to be that presence there, I would say that is normal, I would say that's a good sign, in that one hasn't sort of expunged the memories of, and sort of, oh, there's a, and I can certainly, I've had in my, I can hear. So Ajahn Chah really died 30 odd years ago, and he wasn't speaking the last bit of his life. I still hear his voice, and I'll dream of Ajahn Chah still, after all this time. And another teacher who I dream of, not so much in the last few years, but Ajahn Mahabua. I didn't have so much connection or contact with him, or I didn't have so much contact. I had a nice connection with him, so that over the years, I dreamt of him and things come. And so I think something that's important to ones, the people who are been important in one's life, their memory lives on, and that's, to me, that's not a, not a bad thing. And so that to be able to, to honor that memory or listen to it, and say in the same way as a husband and wife. So I mean, some of the things you paid attention to and some you didn't. So it's just sorting it out.